Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP at 11:30 today. John takes us inside the game, X's and O's, related to the birds. Also at that time, your chance to win the Nest audio from Google, which I suppose one will be at 11:30 and one will be at 11:31. I mean, James, you can't really have two things at the exact same time.
I mean,
right?
Theoretically, if you did it like right at 11:30 on the dot, got it done in like 20, 30 seconds, yeah. We could immediately after start X and O's.
Like a good quickie right there.
Yeah. My quickie, same thing.
Okay. I was thinking afternoon quicker. You're thinking, oh, fair enough. 215-592-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, how does Carson Wentz rank among other starting NFL quarterbacks? A, above average, B, average, C, below average. I had said yesterday, I'm pretty sure I've said before, I think he's below average. He's played better lately. That's good. He's played closer to average lately than he had in the beginning of the year when he was near the very, very bottom of the NFL. And I didn't think he was going to stay at the very, very bottom of the NFL starting quarterbacks. But I don't think he's really going to get much above average, and I don't think he's played his way back to average yet. Let's go to the phone, see where people stand. 215-592-9494. Talk to Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Women want him and men want to be like him. Romeo, I had no idea.
Are you talking about me? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Darren Dalton.
It's a new perspective, isn't it?
Talking about the hammer.
Listen.
Finally earning that nickname,
the
huh?
The Fabio of sports talk radio.
I don't know about all that, but I guess you're kind.
I got a question before we get into the great debate that just never stops.
Okay.
Are you using tennis? Richie, check this out. Are you using tennis to get ready for spring training?
No.
Why not? I think you are.
No, I'm using – my voice got really high right there. I'm using tennis to just get back into playing tennis and do something athletic. I mean,
there you go. Well, at least you're doing something.
Yeah,
exactly. Between that and your new titanium pelvis, come on.
Oh, would you knock it off?
Come on, man. You're going to kill it.
All right.
Listen, you're both right on this, but the problem is – and here's my answer in the middle of this question – is that here's the two-parter. There's two parts to this question. And, Joe, you're missing the second part. Why? He's an average quarterback if you're lucky. You're right about that. But the question is why? Because if you take that quarterback and you put him out in Seattle, if you put him out in San Fran, if you put him on a good team, this guy's going to be a lot better than he is here. He has no shot here.
Yeah, I get your point. Here's where I kind of
don't say that when you ask the question.
No, here's where I thread through that. I agree with you. He would be more productive, be more first downs, more yards, and more touchdowns, and more wins if he had more talent around him. What I try to do when evaluating a player is separate what's around him from what the player is. As a for instance, Ron, I've used this example before. I'll say it again. I believe Kobe Bryant was at his absolute best in some of the Lakers' worst years with Kobe, meaning after Shaq was gone, before they got Gasol, before Bynum got good, when it was Kobe and a bunch of jokers out there. And it was a miracle that he got them to the playoffs. I thought that was the best Kobe. I really do. So the production for the team wasn't as good, but I think Kobe was at his historic best.
Well, listen, let's see what Kobe does when he's got six 300-pound guys chasing him down the field.
I know. Football's tough.
Okay,
football's
you can't use that. That's a terrible whatever. But the thing of it is that here's the problem. Here's the problem. Is he going to survive this year?
Is
he going to survive this year? And I don't think he is.
Well, okay, Ron, great point. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Ron, give me what you got here. What is two parts?
That's the two-parter. There's two parts to this question, this debate.
All right, this discussion. What? Ron, you got it. We got you. John, his second point there at the end. So I can already see there's a couple of things. First off, I think it is – I'll call it likely that he will get hurt this year. And I don't say that, like, I'm not, like, ripping Carson. I'm just saying, John, the way that he is playing and the way that they are encouraging him to play,
right,
fostering right. for him to play, because it's gone way beyond, hey, let's roll the quarterback out and get him out on the edge and let him use his legs and make some decisions on the edge. It's way past that. I mean, they do, like, quarterback draws now. They do power runs by the quarterback, which to me – speaks volumes to, one, what Doug thinks he has with the rest of his offense, which is not great, and two, certain limitations about Carson that Doug thinks, and maybe even how he thinks, and says, you know what? We know the objective after the injury in 2018 with the back, and that followed up on the knee in 2017, was let's keep him in bubble wrap and be careful.
Protect him.
And now it's like, you know what? We're really not playing for 2030 anymore. We're not even playing for 2025. We might only have him for two more years per our choice, and we're just going to just – any bit of whatever he can put on the field, we're going to let it all fly. And if he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
That's what it feels like to me. Yeah, it feels like this coaching staff is looking at this and saying, well, if we don't gain yardage, score points, do whatever it takes to move the football, we might be out of job at the end of the year. We're willing to sacrifice Carson for that reason. You know, once upon a time, their biggest priority was protecting him. And we saw how it affected the way that he played.
Yeah.
Now, completely flip that script.
But I don't think it's just the coaches, John. I really don't. Because if Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman didn't agree with the decision, I think they would tell the coaching staff, guys, you got to zip that. Enough. Hey, it's going to happen from time to time, but you cannot
run. Well, they want to win.
I mean, I know they want to win.
Does, but it's basically our only chance
It's
success.
Huge, yeah. There's two main things that to me stand out, I believe, that are indicators of what the Eagles think of Carson, meaning they don't think of as highly of him as they used to. The two main ones are how much they, I'll call it, permit him or encourage him to run. I mean, he takes shots, body shots. And the other is the drafting of Hurts. I can't get past those two things and think, oh, yeah, they have the same opinion of him as they did, you know, on December 1st, 2017, before he got hurt. I don't think their opinion is the same, nor do I think their opinion should be the same. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Austin in Doylestown. What's up, Austin?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so going off the Carson Wentz discussion, is he elite? I would say no. Is he above average? I'd say the reason I say that is that I look at these elite quarterbacks out here, and besides the Brady's, Breeze, and Rodgers, I mean, I think that the next best quarterbacks up are the mobile ones. You have Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Deshaun Watson. And I want to talk about, I have a question for you guys, what the quarterback position has evolved into.
Yep.
It's not just arm talent anymore.
No.
It's mobility. You see these guys running around. It really depends on what these teams require, and then not just arm talent, mobility, but durability.
Yep.
I think that other fans around the league would not.
Oh, Austin, we're losing you, my man.
Austin, can you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you. Austin, give me what you got for two parts. I want to get your answer so we don't lose you on that. What do you got?
Two parts. I take a look into collegiate careers versus NFL careers, and the one that sticks out is Tim Tebow. He was so common.
We got you, man. Tim Tebow. I'd love to let you keep going, but your phone's just bad. Wait, what was his? Oh, yeah. Listen, John, the evolution of the quarterback position is wild. I mean, it is a dramatic difference. And, you know, you can trace a lot of this back to Randall 30 years ago. Obviously, Tarkenton, you go back, you know, 45 years ago, you're going to get to Randall. I mean, the mobile quarterback, Steve Young, added some to it. By the way, Joe Montana, a little bit of mobility. Nothing like some of the guys now, but
no, nothing.
But I'm just saying there's been some evolution. And the reality is that, yeah, I mean, from Vic to Lamar Jackson, guys like Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, I mean, it's a huge part. Now, I still believe that if you could draft...
we're not quite like that.
No, like, clearly not. But I think if you could draft Tom Brady today, you'd still take him with the first pick in the draft and say, this guy's not running anywhere other than being smart in the pocket for 20 years and we'll tailor our offense that way and we'll win. But there's no doubt if a quarterback has the ability to have the legs, it opens up possibilities that you couldn't do with a Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, you just – it's the way it is.
Once upon a time, everyone said that the college-style offense was not going to work in the NFL, that it was too obvious, I guess, that it wasn't pro-style offense that was multiple and keeping defenses guessing.
They call it gimmicky.
Yeah.
Right?
Gimmicky.
Remember?
Stuff. It would go the way of the dodo. It would go like the Wildcat stuff went, but somehow, you know, everything, the best offenses right now are all based off of inside zone, outside zone, and play action off of it.
Yep.
And we're trying to approximate that, but it's like we don't really know how. You know, Doug is raised in the West Coast offense the way it was, and there are real growing pains here. You know, now that the RPO thing, as we ran it, became almost passé, and then there was no furthering of those concepts here. We are stagnant while other teams continue to progress and their quarterbacks are able to make more things happen with their legs and their arms because they're in more creative offenses.
I mean, I think it's only going to continue to evolve. Now, the point that the caller brought up at the end, that is an important one, is to what extent the more quarterbacks run, that the injury thing changes the game planning of offensive coaches.
Yeah.
And that's kind of an unknown right now. I mean, look, to this point, generally quarterbacks are hanging in there okay. But like the extent to which Lamar Jackson runs is new. I mean, that's a whole different level. That's like the kind of thing you'd see in high school. In 20 years ago, just get the best athlete to play quarterback, get him the ball, like Allen Iverson in high school. I mean, he was a state championship high school quarterback. You know, get him the ball, and Allen's going to do amazing things. And you know, I can't imagine that if you have 20 Lamar Jacksons, that they're going to play for as long as 20 Tom Brady's. I just think it's a virtual impossibility. Yeah, you might have one or two that defy the odds and play for 15 years.
But that's unlikely.
But yeah, generally, you're just going to get beat up.
Yeah.
And so how do teams and then you get to the whole contract negotiation thing. Like when Lamar Jackson's deal is up and it's time to give him a new deal or before it, you know, does Baltimore offer him less than where he currently ranks in the league as far as quality quarterback because they just don't project as long a runway? You know, because how can you? How can you think, hey, we can lock this guy in for 6 years when you don't even know if he's going to, you know, be healthy for 2 years? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to it, and it's a big part of pro football right now. Hey, let's give you a chance, as we do every day at this time at 11:30, a chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. Text the word RATE, R-A-T-E, RATE, to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from 94WIP with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 94WIP. Your chance to win is right now. Text RATE to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Another chance to win today at 12:30. Another chance after that today at 1:30. And every day on our show for an entire month, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, a different new Nest Audio from Google given away every day at those times on our show. Let's go as we do inside the game. John taking us inside the X's and O's. A look back to what the Eagles did versus the Giants and kind of what it can mean from here moving forward. Mr. Ritchie, what do you got?
40 seconds left in this game. We ran a two-point conversion attempt when it was 22-21, you know, to go up by a field goal.
Yep.
And the way we lined up, I've been asking for new looks, right? We got one. We got one. You got double trips. I don't even know what these, like, arrowhead-type formations on both sides with Jordan Mailata lined up as the inside wide receiver to the left. You got Matt Pryor lined up as the inside wide receiver in that trips bunch to the right, and it was new. I thought, and I think the Eagles thought, the Giants would panic, and they would be able to take advantage of the disarray on the other side.
Can I ask one question before you keep going? So here's my thought. If you know, I didn't remember seeing that on the screen, but so is the theory at a basic level you're trying to make the defense think it's going to be a slip screen with Jordan Mailata as a lead blocker for the wide receiver? Is that the idea?
Yes, okay. And that's what they faked.
Okay. So they faked the slip screen.
Well, actually, they didn't fake it. Like Jalen Hurts is at quarterback in shotgun. He didn't fake the ball. It was snapped
to him.
But
it's a decoy. It's a decoy?
Carson made it look like he was doing like that stork route, like the slip screen route. That was what was intended. It was supposed to hold the defenders. They were trying to spread things out and create indecision, right? Spread things out and then run it right up the middle. It was supposed to be a quarterback draw.
Gotcha.
Because no one ran routes. The only person who ran a route was Richard Rodgers, who lined up in the backfield, and he sort of worked his way through the line of scrimmage and tried to leak and pull the linebacker with him. You know, take one more out of the box. The problem is, it looks like the Giants quickly diagnosed that those offensive tackles were ineligible because they were lined up on the line of scrimmage inside another guy who was on the line of scrimmage. So they split the difference between the tackle and the middle where the ball was supposed to be run. That adds guys to the box, right? Carson is in the bunch with Kroom, and Pryor. But, you know, that's where the creativity stopped. You know, this was a plan with no contingency plan. The idea was, We're gonna really throw them for a loop with this look they've never seen before. We're gonna snap it, just block, and you guys on the outside just hold those blockers. The problem is the way it ended up going, we had three blockers for this play on the inside. They had five defenders, because they split the difference between the ineligible offensive tackles. So now it looked like they were coached to line up and hope, and there was no plan following that. There wasn't even like a decisive blocking scheme for the draw itself.
So should Hurts have changed it to a pass to one of those
guys? That's the thing. If there was a check that Hurts could have made to a pass play, he should have made it. So I doubt there was that second part of the play. He would have activated it. It's just a failure.
You would hope he would activate it. I mean, to be fair, it's possible it's there, and he might not have gone to it, right?
The bottom line was, you've got, when he rolled out, it was not designed. It was because he was escaping for his life, and the only guys who are running routes are Richard Rodgers, who was just trying to pull a linebacker. He's not running any clear route. And Carson Wentz, who initially faked that slip screen, all of a sudden is doing a scramble drill, and they end up being in the same place when the ball is thrown by Jalen Hurts. The bottom line is, there was no contingency plan for dealing with what the Giants defense gave them. When you get into a trick play, you should have the upper hand. And this coaching staff's inability to do what they did in 2017 was on full display.
Wow.
They started the process of creating a new play. They didn't finish it. They didn't have a chance.
There it is.
And this was the last play of the game.
Yeah, on offense. Inside the game, X's and O's, as John takes us every Tuesday, look back, every Friday, looking ahead to the matchup. Eagles, Cowboys on Sunday. More to the phone lines. Let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Hey, Billy T.
Hey, Joe. I got to beat you up a little bit.
Why?
I mean, come on. I think John is right. You know, you can't throw a football with big men like this running as fast as they run or as quick as they are for their size, you know, if you don't have at least 3 seconds. I mean, maybe get rid of it real quick on a slant, but you got to give him credit.
I do give him credit. He's played considerably better lately.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I don't think you have a feel for the speed and the strength of these young men. And that's what I hear.
Do you think Carson's above average?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. John, I agree with you 100%. I don't think he's playing at the top five level, but
no.
He sure as hell is playing above average given the situation he's in. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you think he's playing above average, Billy Tay?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
I do. I mean, I think he's made some mistakes throwing INTs. I don't think he's reading the field as quickly as, let's say, Nick Foles did in this offense. But the man is playing his heart out.
He is. Oh, that is for sure. We will all agree, man. This guy's competitive instinct and effort and desire to win is second to none.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, maybe step back, give him a little break. I think they also need, like
you want me to give him a little attaboy? You want me to give him a little pat on the back? Should I give him a hug?
Yeah, that's good,
Joe. A little attaboy? Yeah,
love him up, Joe.
Yeah, love him up? Will that make you happy, Billy Tay?
Yes,
you want
will.
Me to give him one of those friendly noogies? Like, I was just kidding, buddy. It's a friendly noogie.
I got a quick comment and a question.
What?
The Penn State game. Did you guys see the last score, the two-point conversion?
I did not. John?
No.
It's the worst call I've ever seen. The ball clearly hit the – they were going for two. What happened was Penn State was up, and Indiana let him run in with about a minute and 40 seconds to go, and the kid didn't realize it. Nobody tried to tackle him, so they were able to get the football back. They get the football back. They go down the field. They made a couple of brilliant catches, and they go into the end zone for 6 points. They're down by one. They don't go to tie the game. They go to win the game. The quarterback rolls to the left. He dives, and Penn State is closing on him. They got to him. He reached out with his left hand for the pylon with the football and touched the out-of-bounds line first before it came up and hit the pylon.
So they blew the call. I got you.
They blew the call completely. And, John, you're right about the quarterback coach needs to go. The same thing I was saying with the Phillies with regard to hitting.
Yeah.
Jiminy Cricket.
All right, Billy T, give me what's got two parts.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. You got it, man. Well, not really. They're two different things.
Two separate things.
Yeah, they're two completely actually different things. By the way, Billy T used the phrase there, worst call you ever saw. James, John, what is the worst call? Because when he said
the Rams Saints no call is up there.
That is up there.
The fail Mary is probably up there.
The fail Mary is up there. The worst call you ever saw.
I mean, you know what? The Eagles-Cowboys, that Dallas Goedert offensive pass interference is up there. That was one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
That was awful. About 20 years
and
ago.
And Eagles-Dallas, the no one around the football call.
Oh, my God.
That one, too.
Three Eagles, no Cowboys, and they gave it to the Cowboys because they couldn't determine which Eagle actually had the ball, but there was only three Eagles on it. You know what's another one that goes back 20 years
Charles
ago?
Charles Woodson strips Tom Brady in the snow.
Well, it was properly called. It was a bad rule, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a bad rule.
Yeah, it was a properly called bad rule. Do you guys remember when Vinny Testaverde was a yard and a half short of an end zone, and they called it a touchdown? And I think this is what brought instant replay back, I believe.
I got another for you.
What?
Fourth and 26. It worked for us, but...
The spot.
Yeah.
Spot. I mean, come on. Like a yard and a half short.
Then there's the whole Sacramento Kings, LA Lakers entire fourth quarter.
Well, that one we know was under.
That wasn't one call. Yeah. That was like 27 different calls. Unbelievable. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Hey, you want to hear an annoyed Jerry Jones? Sure you do.
Yes.
You're going to hear an annoyed Jerry Jones next.
Oh, goody.
He's trying to stick up for his Cowboys. He's getting hit with some questions by a talk show host down in Dallas. And Jerry's getting a little snippy.
Good.
Yeah, snippy Jerry. Up ahead next, you'll hear that. Elliot Short Parks at the top of the hour. Phone calls all show. Joe to camera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a great bet you can make this pro football season. Playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Such a fun way to bet and such a simple way to bet. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. That way the payouts... they're even bigger when you win. What's cool is that FanDuel will also refund the first same-game parlay that you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10, meaning you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week. How about this? All season long. What to look at? Well, week 8 for the National Football League and so many opportunities, including a game right here, South Philadelphia. We know the teams. Big opportunity on Sunday. Hey, check it out. Make a pick. Matter of fact, make two for the same game parlay. And when you sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up using promo code Hammer. Promo code Hammer for the very, very best deals with FanDuel Sportsbook. Again, promo code Hammer with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.